Turning to news from here at the Vatican, Pope Benedict XVI today received the bishops of Korea at the end of their ad limina visits, together with the apostolic prefect for Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. Chris Altieri reports.
Pope Benedict XVI began his remarks to the gathered bishops by noting what he called the remarkable progress the Church has made on the Korean Peninsula and in Central Asia since the arrival of missionaries in the region over 400 years ago, and their return to Mongolia just 15 years ago.
This growth is due in no small part to the outstanding witness of the Korean martyrs and others throughout Asia who remained steadfastly faithful to Christ and His Church. The endurance of their testimony speaks eloquently of the fundamental concept of communio that unifies and vivifies ecclesial life in all its dimensions.
Drawing on the Gospel according to John, which contains numerous exhortations to abide in the love and truth of Christ that evoke the image of a sure and safe dwelling place, the Holy Father said the evangelist also had to urge his communities to remain in that love, for already some had been enticed by the distractions which lead to interior weakness and eventual detachment from the communio of believers.
This admonition to remain in Christ's love also has a particular significance for you today. Your reports attest to the lure of materialism and the negative effects of a secularist mentality. When men and women are drawn away from the Lord's dwelling place, they inevitably wander in a wilderness of individual isolation and social fragmentation, for it is only in the Word made flesh that the mystery of man truly becomes clear.
The Pope said the bishops must strive to ensure that the bond of communion which unites Christ to all the baptized is safeguarded and experienced as the heart of the mystery of the Church, if they are to be effective shepherds of hope.
With their eyes fixed on the Lord, the faithful must echo and use the martyr's cry of faith, "We know and believe the love God has for us." Such faith is sustained and nurtured by an ongoing encounter with Jesus Christ, who comes to men and women through the Church, the sign and sacrament of communion with God and of unity among all people.
The Holy Father said the gateway to this mystery of communion with God is baptism, which is the initiative of God, and far more than a social ritual or welcome into a particular community.
Souls reborn through the waters of new life enter the door of the universal Church and are drawn into the dynamism of the life of faith.
The Pope said he shares the concern many of the bishops expressed regarding not a few of the numerous adults received into the Church in their region every year who fail to maintain a commitment to the full participation in liturgical celebrations, which is a right and obligation by reason of baptism.
Your programs designed to highlight the importance of the Sunday Mass should be infused with a sound and stimulating catechesis on the Eucharist. This will foster a renewed understanding of the authentic dynamism of Church life among your faithful. I join you in urging the laity, and in a special way the young people in your region, to explore the depth and breadth of our Eucharistic communion. Gathered every Sunday in the Lord's house, we are consumed by Christ's love and truth, and empowered to bring hope to the world.
The Holy Father also discussed the need to form and sustain persons in the consecrated life whom he called witnesses and artisans of that plan of communion which stands at the center of history according to God, and to whom he sent his appreciation of the prophetic contribution they are making to ecclesial life in their respective countries. The Pope also stressed the importance of marriage and family life, saying the bishop's efforts in this field stand at the heart of the evangelization of culture and contribute much to the well-being of society as a whole.
This vital apostolate in which many priests and religious are already engaged rightly belongs also to the laity. The growing complexity of matters regarding the family, including the advances in biomedical science, about which I spoke recently to Korea's ambassador to the Holy See, raises a question of providing appropriate training for those committed to working in this area.
The Holy Father asked the bishops to convey to their people his particular gratitude for their generosity to the Universal Church, saying both the growing number of missionaries and the contributions offered by the laity are an eloquent sign of their selfless spirit. The Pope also said he is aware of the practical gestures of reconciliation undertaken for the well-being of those in North Korea and encouraged the initiatives and invoked Almighty God's providential care upon all North Koreans.
Throughout the ages, Asia has given the Church and the world a host of heroes of the faith who are commemorated in the great song of praise, Te Martyrum Candidatus, Laudat Exercitus. May they stand as perennial witnesses to the truth and love which all Christians are called to proclaim.